Hey everybody, Mike Boston here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds in Irvine, California, right up the road from us. And we are doing a little remote studio lounge interviews. And look who is in the virtual studio lounge, Courtney Angeli from Filene, and then Erica Carmichael. What credit union are you with, Erica?
Mizzou Credit Union in Michigan.
All right. All right. And you are a crasher as well.
I am a crasher.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's actually a high honor these days, right, Courtney?
This has been great. Yes.
Because you guys get the backstage pass to everything. So.
Oh. Yeah, she's actually crashing two things, Big Bright Minds, so here, but she's also been part of our virtual program as well. So she's been rocking it this year with the Crasher.
Wow. Congratulations. So Erica, I'm going to get to you in a second, but I'm going to start with you. Tell us, what's the latest with the Crasher program in 2021 and going into 2022?
On the docket? I'm so excited. Well, one, it's amazing to see you, even if it's virtually, it's been ages. So hi.
For sure.
Yes, definitely. So Crashers have been really going strong throughout the pandemic. It's been incredible. So we transitioned to a fully virtual program is what I mentioned that Erica's participating in. So we've been meeting every single month for the last 10 months, exploring Filene Centers of Excellence, going over our research and really providing opportunities for emerging leaders to still connect and network and grow. Mm-hmm. So this is a really special Big Bright Minds in terms of Crash because we have crashers that have never crashed Big Bright Minds. We actually have many repeat crashers though, so it's exciting.
Oh, wow.
We're starting to see a lot more tenure in the crash program, which is really thrilling.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a sign of a good product when you have return customers, or in this case, return crashers. So that's a sign that you're doing something right there, Courtney. Well done. All right, Erica, your turn. I want to find out why you went down this crasher road. What's the why here?
So it's all about growing and learning. Like, you can never grow enough. You can never learn enough.
Agreed.
So I have just this huge hunger for just learning more knowledge, know how to be at our credit union. We have this smarter, better, faster mindset, knowing about that, just always trying to figure out ways to improve and stay better.
Indeed. Indeed. Now tell me about the virtual program from your perspective. So how has that, what did it entail and how has it helped you so far?
Virtually has been great. And it's so funny because, like, now in person, it's still the same, like with Courtney, but now she has a mask on, so she doesn't look the same.
So I know, I didn't recognize her when she first got on until she took her mask off. It was Halloween.
Different in that respect. But other than that, it's been great. We have a really tight-knit group. We've been keeping in contact, and I feel like it's what you make out of it. I've formed good bonds with quite a few people, and I feel like I could make connections that I would never lose.
Indeed. And Courtney, I'm going to come back to you. How many folks are in the virtual program?
So virtually, it's about 100, and we're shooting for 150 next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a group, but we do our best to give them opportunities to really discuss things in small groups. We bring guests in to really just give different perspectives. And so really, there is a lot of folks, but they do get intimate experiences just in smaller groups.
Yeah. What do you cover in the virtual program? I'm very curious about this. So what do you cover? What's topics and stuff?
We talk about data, so the big trends with that coming out of the Center for Data Analytics, and really the focus for any center, so I'm just going to give data as the example, is how can crashers take their information and apply it or use it in their day-to-day if it doesn't directly apply? Mm-hmm. So really, for example, for data, how can crashers see themselves as data analysts within their credit unions? How can they start to see trends and how can they share that up with their organizations? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We also covered topics related to financial lives and transition, where we went over the financial wealth gaps and building generational wealth, a lot of what Dr. Cervone talked about today. And then we also had a really special opportunity to work with a licensed therapist that talked to us about how to have difficult conversations related to diversity, equity, inclusion. And then on top of that, how to have hard conversations if you offend someone or kind of just have an icky situation with someone at work.
Situations. Don't get too technical, Courtney, okay?
But how to overcome that, and then how to move forward and really still have an effective working relationship. Yeah. So it's a combination of leadership and also a filing focus of what we're really exploring in our centers.
Indeed. And so, Erica, I'm coming back to you here. So what are you, what are some of your takeaways so far? I know the conference is just in its, for you're like half of the first day, basically. So what are some of your takeaways so far, or even expectations being a crasher?
Expectations. As far as that, it's like, I just want to learn and grow. A lot of it, what we're going over today, has been almost like a remix of what we've learned all throughout the year. And so listening to Dr. Robinson and Dr. Savone, it's been really nice because it's like some of the same things we're revisiting, mm-hmm. but going more in depth with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's been great because I really love hearing Dr. Savone speak because I have a heart for the underserved. And so, you know, when they were talking about that, I'm all in.
Well, that's where credit unions are as well. They're all in as well. So you're in the right neighborhood for sure. So where do you want to go? Where do you want to take your career with the Crashers? I mean, I know this is a big, heavy question. Yeah. It's loaded, but I want to hear it. I want to hear your response.
Definitely, I got to keep growing, you know. So as far as with the Crashing program, I've been taking everything back to the credit union. Sending emails, letting everybody know what's going on. I want to be a part of the I3 program next year.
Now you're talking.
I want to crash the GAC.
Oh, come on.
I want to run a credit union. I need to be the CEO somewhere. So that's where I'm headed.
Okay, that's what I wanted. That was the response I was looking for. Get that corner office for sure.
And we have to start somehow, some way, a TikTok dance. We're going to do it.
Oh, wow.
We're going to figure it out, but we're going to make it happen.
Well, I know Courtney's up with that.
I will also say Erica will be joining us next year for the second cohort as a discussion leader. So she'll also be helping to facilitate a lot of the conversations that Crashers will be having next year as well.
Nice. Based on your experience, I'm assuming. So kind of helping them, guiding them with some direction, I'm assuming. So
Right. Yep. Can't get enough of you guys.
That's Courtney. That's all Courtney. So good stuff. Good stuff. Anything else, guys, to add to wrap up here? I mean, I know you're super busy and you got people to talk to and sessions to get to and stuff. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but anything else, Erica, to wrap up?
Yeah, here? I would definitely say that Crashing has totally changed my life. My tagline is, I'm now drinking a credit union Kool-Aid.
I'm drinking a lot of it.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's changed the way I looked at things, and it's for the better. So I'm very fortunate and grateful to be part of this whole experience.
Good stuff. Well, your passion is very infectious. So thank you for your optimism, your positivity. So thank you for that. And Courtney, anything else on that note? Anything else to add to wrap up?
I'm just really excited to be back in person, crashing again. Virtual, as Erica said, was amazing. And just being in person face-to-face is also equally incredible.
Yeah. How is that? I mean, because it's probably most people's first conference in like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So
how first or second, it's funny. We started our session this morning. I was like, so how did it go? I didn't talk about networking because you're all seasoned crashers. And they're like, actually, can we just talk about that? And I'm let's go through some quick tactics. Cause we were all feeling just a little rusty, but it's been fantastic.
Okay, good. Yeah. Erica. Any rust Courtney was talking about networking?
I mean, the rust is real. It is definitely real. Being back in office at my credit union helped a little bit with that, with a couple of ventures. You know, I was able to see Courtney and hug her. It was like, wow, she's real. She's not as virtual person.
Oh my gosh, you guys. All right, you guys are having too much fun there. So, and I'm having some serious FOMO here. I'm fear of missing out. So I'm just like, but 2022 for sure. For sure. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again, Erica, on your success already. And we can't wait to see you in that corner office. So get there soon. And we need more folks like you in this industry. And Courtney, thank you for all the hard work that you do in kind of mentoring and guiding these up and coming leaders. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor.
All righty. Well, enjoy the rest of the conference, guys. Have fun. And we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right.
All right. See you.